I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Last week, we went out to the Huguenot Robius Farmers Market and we collected some audio of your questions, and we'll be featuring those conversations as we move into summer. But today, Art Evans is here, and I see, Art, you brought a plastic container. It looks like you probably ripped it off from the kitchen.
This is my container.
Oh, okay.
In our house, all containers are fair game for critters.
What do you got there?
Maybe nothing. It was here a few minutes ago. Somewhere in here.
Could be in the studio anywhere at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should check our shoes.
Oh, there it is.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's a best beetle.
That's a live version of the dead one I found in my yard last
week. That's right. Yeah, this is the best beetle, and they're in their own family, and most of their relatives are found in the tropics around the world. And this particular species of best beetle is found throughout eastern North America, wherever you have deciduous hardwood trees. And they're shiny black, parallel-sided, and their wing covers are deeply grooved. And they're a very distinctive beetle, and they have a curved horn right on the top of their head. And what makes best beetles interesting is the fact that they live in family groups. They're considered to be subsocial insects. Adults and larvae live together, and they communicate with one another. Both the adults and the larvae stridulate.
They stridulate.
In the adults, they're rubbing pegs on their upper surface of their abdomen against their wings. And the bluish-white larvae have modified hind legs that are paddle-like in shape, and they have a series of pegs that they rub across a scraper on the sides of their body. And the adults and the larvae communicate back and forth. The larvae are absolutely dependent on the adults for their survival because they need gut symbionts. They need microorganisms in their digestive tract to help them digest wood. And the only way that they can get those microorganisms is by eating the waste products and the chewed wood that's left behind by the adults.
How are you making them stridulate?
Well, I'm making it stridulate just by irritating the heck out of it, basically. It's feeling a little stressed. They've done studies with these beetles and found that they produce 14 different calls. And that's more different kinds of calls than many birds and some vertebrates. So it's indicative that they have a very highly developed social system by having such a well-developed system of communication. I love that sound.
Of the Virginia beetles, I would say that that's probably among the larger.
They're a fairly good size. They're about an inch. Very distinctive beetles, and you'll find them anywhere where there's decomposing stumps or logs. Anytime you're walking along and you see coarse sawdust spilling out of the ends of the logs or the side, that's a sure indication that these beetles are working that log, and they're living in there, eating the log, breaking it down. They're part of the recycling contingent that are helping breaking down the nutrients and returning them back to the soil.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.